1. You like to be full? John chapter 1, beginning verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth, it says. Verse 15, John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, This was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me, and of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Not limited just to the fullness of grace, but His fullness. Of His fullness we've received. Go over to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The mystery of the Godhead, I don't understand it. I can't explain it. But while there are three persons in the Godhead, yet it says that Jesus Christ, in Him all the fullness of that Godhead dwelt. There's nothing lacking. He is complete God. Not just one-third God. Or one-third of God. The fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Him. Chapter 1 of Colossians, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now this is looking at that fullness of Him that we have. He's made us to be partakers of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So inheritance, there's that deliverance we have, and translated into the kingdom, the redemption and the forgiveness we have, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him we were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consists. It's giving us maybe a little bit more insight into that fullness of Jesus Christ, the Creator, and what we have, all that we have through Him. Verse 18, and He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. There's that His complete fullness of the Godhead. Verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your minds by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. He is all the fullness of the Godhead. And in Him, I'm a partaker of that. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Before we read this, keep in mind who the Corinthians are. the most carnal church that Paul wrote to in the New Testament. The church that was full of bickering and bitterness. He calls them a bunch of babies. They're immature spiritually. They got their doctrine all messed up. I mean, they've got everything, just about everything wrong that you can have wrong. But he says to them, this church, with all these problems, he says, now you're full. Now you're rich. Ye have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign. We're full. We've got everything. These believers that were so messed up, we're still partakers of all that God is. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things. I should be reading verse 19, not verse 9. Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. He said to the Corinthians, ye are full. And to the Ephesians, he says, I want you to be filled with all the fullness of God. All that God has to give to us. The completeness of all that God is, he wants us filled with that. Look at Psalm 23. Well, we don't need to read that. In verse 5, it says, my cup runneth over. In the context of this thought of fullness, think about that. I'm walking with my shepherd. He's meeting all my needs, protecting me, and my cup runs over. The fullness of God. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That fullness of a cup running over, overflowing with all the goodness, all that God has for us. Luke chapter 6 talks about the same thing. Well, let's go ahead and look at that. I didn't get the verses, but take a look at that. Luke chapter 6. Give me a moment to find that. Drop down to verse 38. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. Think about that. It's not just putting it in there, but it's pressing it down and shaking it and then running over. I mean, it's got absolutely all that can be compressed and fit and crushed and poured into that and still running over. The fullness of God. I know this verse is maybe talking about one in Malachi 2, looking at in the context of giving, but I think it applies in a greater context as well. The principle of God's fullness, of all that God desires for us to have. One particular thing that God really emphasizes in regard to fullness is joy. Look at John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Verse 11. John 15, 11. These things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Chapter 17, verse 13. Now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. And Psalm 16, 11 says, I can't quote it. I can get part of it, but I'm not going to get all of it. So let's go to Psalm 16. Verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. But that's just one of the things I believe. One special thing, one thing God emphasizes, but that's just one thing that God wants us to be full of. There's so much more. The complete entirety of the fullness of God that He desires for us. And you know where it starts? Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5. Verse 18, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That fullness of the Spirit, I believe, leads to the complete fullness of all God has and desires for us to have. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over the fullness God desires for us. Might be the other side of heaven before we get that. One day we're going to have all the fullness of God, but there's some of it that God wants for us to have here and now. So, hope that's a blessing to you tonight.